weiter in Shas. We're able to mitzia the peches. Bring it up on page. I'm a base, but I'm on the page. Last line. I'm Rav Yana. In a tevel mischayv a meiser. No, something called tevel. That is, if you have something which is out in the field, you grow stuff in your field, you're not allowed to go and eat until you take off trumas and meisos. Right? That's an iser of tevel. But tevel only really comes into effect when peep turn the page because of an alf achi your end up in a bias until it goes and it sees the face of the house. Rashi says she konis derech pesach. You entered into the house on the way of the opening. She pnei bias the face of the bias. So derech gagos for karfefos. You don't bring it through the roof or through a skylight or something like that. Shenemar's pasuk says biarti akodesh min habayis. I've removed the stuff, the holy from the house, which means this pasuk's talking about after you give all your trumas during the first 3 years of Shemitah, you have to go and say that I removed everything, I did everything I was supposed to do and gave what everyone was supposed to give. And what does it mean from the house? It means it only comes into effect when it goes into the house. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, filu chatzer kova. He says even a chatzer is going to be kova, even if it's on the house. Shenamar v'chatzer b'sherecha b'sever, as it says, and you ate in the gates and you were satiated. Rashi says v'nasata l'alevi, etc. Mishal shenichas b'sherecha, the time that goes into the shar. It's part of the paragraph that you go and you say. Aye, Rabbi Yochanan, because now we have ourselves a machlokas over here. We have the one here, Rav Yanai, who says in the house itself, and the Rav Yochanan, who says in the shar. So Rav Yochanan, Nami Hachi Ksev Min Abayis, it says from the house. So what are you going to do with that pasuk? Amar L'cha, he says that from Chatzer Dumi Abayis. It has to be a Chatzer, which is similar to a house. Mabayis and Mishtamah, Av Chatzer Mishtamah. It's just like a house. A house is protected and guarded. So the Chatzer has to be like that as well in order to be Chayev. The Rav Yanai, who says that it's going to the house. It says in the gates, it's going to come in derech shar. It's going to come in through the front and not going through another way. It's going to go through the shar. Okay. Hold on one second. Just wait a minute. Rav Chanina Choza comes in and asks the following question on both. Can nafshach kach nafshach? Right, this is what we said yesterday's daf, and that is that like what belongs to the owner, so too is what belongs to the worker, meaning the worker can eat the stuff like he was the owner. Just as what belongs to you, as the balabais, you can eat in your potter from having to give us trumas and maisos. So too that of the worker, the one who's working over there, he can eat over there, and he's a potter from having to take off maizos. What's the implication of that? What is that mashma? That a lokeach, someone who buys it, rushes, then, I'm sorry, the first, let's say it. A lokeach is going to be chayev, one who buys. The stuff with maizos wasn't taken off yet. He's going to be chayev to take off maizos before he goes and eats it. Rashi says, the mekach machshev like gemar malacha, because the sale creates it to be like it's already gemar malacha. Myla besadeh. Now, aren't we talking about a case where this is still out in the field? Rashi says, the mekach lo adif gemar malacha. Right? Now we find that what's happening is that this person didn't yet do a gemar malacha, didn't see the house, it didn't go into the chatzah yet, and yet still it's considered that you're going to be chayev. So the king goes both of them. Amar papa hacha b'te'ena omedes begina v'nofa nota l'chatzah askinan. We're talking about a case where there is a fig tree that's in the garden outside of the chatzah, and the branches go into the actual chatzah. Rashi says the miki tolcha chazeh p'nei chatzah is considered p'nei chatzah already. L'man da'amar labayis. Or according to the one who says the bias, the house needs it to do it, so the branches are reaching into the actual house itself. If so, then the owner also should be chayv to take off stuff. Why is it that it says the owner or the worker is going to be potter from taking off maizos? The owner, his focus, his eyes are on his fig tree. Rashi says, ein hanof chashuv be'enav. Hilkach hakol holich achar ha'ikar v'ikar b'chutz. Hilkach achi yigmar kol l'kitaso v'yikanes l'bayis lav gmar melachahu. To him, it's not about the branches. The main thing is about the actual tree itself, which is standing outside of the house. So therefore, according to him and the worker, who's like the owner, it's not considered finished yet. Until all the fruit of the tree is done. Ha! And then brought inside. Says Rashi, v'yikanes l'bayis lav gmar melachahu, it's not considered gmar melachah. His eyes are on the mekach. When it's already nitlash, it's already considered in the house. Whoa, weiter. So now we know that the Baal HaBayis is not going to be chayiv until Gemar Melacha. The worker is like the Baal HaBayis, not chayiv until Gemar Melacha, but you mean to be saying that the one who buys is going to be chayiv, alokech midoraisa mechayiv. You didn't tell me that the one who buys it is considered midoraisa chayiv versus the itzach lekroy lafuke paul mitoris lokech. The fact that you need a pasuk to go and exclude a paul from the Torah lokech, and midokech midoraisa actually going to be chayiv. Tanya, we learned in the braisa
mipnei. V'otanya mipnei ma'achar v'chanyo salbeis hino shalosh shanim kodim Yushalayim.
By the destruction of Yushalayim, there was a place that was called Beis Hino, and all the stars where they were destroyed 3 years before Yushalayim. Mipnei shamidu devrayim al devrei tar, because they allowed them their actions to be done through midoraisa. Meaning, says Rashi, last Rashi, klomer masha aser midivrei chachamim, that which is aser midrabanan, matzilo heter min haTorah. They found a heter min haTorah and they just followed what the Torah law said. Right? They said, no, it's what the Torah says. Shahayu amir, what would they say? Peep turn the page. Peches amud beis. The pasuk says, "Aser taser beches amud beis, aser taser v'achalta levelo mocher." Says Rashi, "When aser taser v'achalta, trei kroy dismicha adai two pesukim next to each other." It says, "Aser, take off tithe, take off ma'aser, taser, and eat." Which means when you eat it, you have to go and take off ma'aser, but not someone who goes and you have to take off the ma'aser, but not someone who's selling it. Tavua zar echa v'lo lekech. And then it says that the produce of your seed, but not one who buys. Then we see that the midrabanan, it's only midrabanan you have to do, but not midaraisa. In fact, the Gemara, midrabanan, yikra ukro smachta be'alma. It's really just midrabanan they have to take off when you go and you buy, but it's the pasuk, it's in a smachta. So now, ella, kenaf shecha lamai asa. Since midoraisa, there's no obligation. You don't need a pasuk to pater the worker from taking off maisos because all buyers are going to be pater. So then, kinafshecha lemaisa, what do we need it for? L'chedetanya, according to the following braisa, kinafshecha, ma nafshecha im chasamta pater, apol im chasamta pater. It's come to teach you, it's something that the braisa says. That like it was yours means just like when you're working with what belongs to you, if you were to go ahead and chasamta, you muzzle yourself and stop yourself from eating, you're not going to be chayiv to, you're not going to get punished by doing that. Apol chasamta pater, so to, but your worker, if you muzzle him, you know that means that you don't let him to eat, then you're not going to be chayiv. Rashi explains, what does it mean that you muzzled him? That means, you give him money, you forced him, you didn't allow him to go and eat anymore. Okay, so now we understand. Masif marzutra, we understand what kenaf shecha means. So now we go back to how we started today. We started with Yana of Yochanan. About whether you're going to be chayiv, or whether you see pnei abayis or the chatzer, masa marzucha, ezehu garnon the maisos. What is garnon? Their goren when it comes to maisos. Rashi says, what does that mean? Shehu kari goren v'gmar malacha less of mechila sarai. That is considered goren. Their threshing floor. That's not going to be usher to eat them in a arai fashion. There are certain things that you're allowed to eat them, and then you're allowed to eat them awry. When you get to a certain stage, you can't eat them at all when they get to a certain stage. It's called goren. Lamai says, "Bikishum edloim mishayipsiku." For cucumbers and gourds, it's when mishayipaksu. When it's Rashi says, "Mishenital pike shalahen." And after a certain time, falls off. That is, it has this like, little flower that's on the actual fruit itself, and it's attached to it, and after a certain time, it falls off when it's talish, and that's when that case. From when that's taken off, my love, Misha Yipaksu. Afilu basada doesn't mean that it's going to be chayiv even when they're still when they lose their that little flower even while they're still in the field and they haven't yet seen pnei abayis, in which case it's already going to be chayiv earlier than the stage that those two said of either in the bayis or in the chatzer. They were low. Misha yipaksu babayis is talking about when they lose their blossom after they're already in one of those two stages. Ihachi misha yipaksu. Ad sheyipaksu mibayalei. What do you mean, mishayipaksu, from when? It should be ad. It should say that until they lose it. Itana ad sheyipaksu, if that's what it would have said. Havamina ad degamer lepikusayu. I would have thought by mistake that it means until their loss of blossom is finished, until all of them lose it. Kamash malam, mishayipaksu, miki, aschu lepikusayu. What that means is, when it says word mishayipaksu, from when they lose it, it means from when their loss of blossom starts. As soon as the first one, the first of them, loses its blossom. Masiv Marzut Rebbe Rav Nachman. We are on a rampage to knock these two guys out of here. Says Gemara. Garno lemaiser lechayev alav mishum tevel. When is it considered the goren from maiser in order to be mechayev on it because of tevel? In other words, that it activates it, then you can no longer eat it, even if it's when it's arai. Mishatigamir melachton, when its work is complete. Vezigamar melachton, meleches hachnasasan, the work of hachnasa. My lava hachnasasan, I feel a sada. Is that not so? It's talking about even when it's still in the field. Rashi says, "Omai hechnasaso tsviroso vasifaso lekri l'shem kinos." That's when you go and you smooth it out. And then, for even before going in the house of the chater, no, lo lechnasaso labayis ze hu gemar melachta. That's when you're machnas it into the house. That's when it is. Rabbi say, "Mikikom Rabbi Yana b'zeisam anavim." Or we could say that when does Rabbi Yana say that has to see the pnei abayis in order to be chayiv? That's only by olives and grapes. The lab b'nei goren inu, because these things are not considered. Considered goren, this aval chitin usaron goren behedik sebeis. This word goren written specifically with that, and therefore he'd be masking that the maisos for the chiv of maisos, think of maisos for wheat and barley is as soon as it's on the goren, even if it's piled in the field before it comes to the house. Oh, fascinating. Ashkechan Adam b'mechubar v'shar b'talush. So we find that a man is allowed to eat when he's working in the field, when things that are mechubar and a shor b'talush, that we just discussed in the Gemara, and mechshar b'talush, that Rashi says, lo saksim shor b'disho, then he's allowed to go and muzzle it. Adam b'talush b'nol. How do we know an Adam by talush is allowed to go and eat it? Even when it's the state of talush, kavachom mishor. Umasher sheino ochel b'mechubar ochel b'talush. You can't have mechubar, you can't have talush. Adam shalchom b'mechubar eno din shalchom b'talush. So it should be that's clear. Says Gemara, no, but malashor she can't have mitzuvah al chasimaso. Chasimaso. What you can't compare it to the shore because there's a mitzvah specifically about not muzzling it. Talmud about Adam sheyat mitzuvah al chasimaso. Can you say that din applies to a person also about you don't have a chiyav of muzzling? Pardon, no isser of Muslim, so you can't muzzling Muslim. Vihei, says the Gemara, hold on a second. Vihei adam mitzuvah chisimaso mikal v'chomer rishor. Why don't we say that there's a chi of an isser of muzzling a person just like v'chomer comes to a shore? Amashor shiatam mitzuvah hachiyoso atam mitzuvah chisimaso. When it comes to an ox, you're not chayiv to go into keep it alive. Yet you are commanded in reference to muzzling adam shem mitzuvah chayos by a person. You are chayiv to go and save them. Rashi says pasuk v'chayiv chichimach. In Odin, you're sure you're going to be chayav for causing him to be involved with such a thing over here, and therefore the kavachomer is a good kavachomer. Says Gemara, no, Amar Kra kinafshecha kinafsho shel poel. Pasuk says, like what belongs to you, so is what belongs to the worker. Ma nafsho im chasamto pater, just like your own nefesh. If you go and you muzzle it, you don't eat, you're not going to be chayav for anything. Apolim chasamto pater. So to a po also, if you go and you're chosim, you're going to be pater. So you don't have a kav chomer anymore, and therefore, how do we know one man can have talush? Vela of ela adam a talush minol, and whatever learner he's let eat the talush stuff. Amar kra, kama, base pa amim. It says where kama, a standing grain, two times. It made an inyan la adam, but mechubber, ten inyan la adam a talush. If it's not talking about Indian Adam, one thing, so then it's left over to tell you Talish. Rav Ami Amar Adam Talish Lo Tzarech Kra. He says you don't even need a pasuk for that. Ksiv Kisava Bekar Me'echa. It says in the pasuk, when you come into the vineyard of your fellow, Milo Askina Shescharo Lekatef, aren't we dealing with a case? In this pasuk, even when a matzav where the guy hired him to take the grapes on his shoulder, that's a katif. Rashi says, "Lase'esa anavim v'chaveru botzim dehava melachto betalush." It's talking about talush stuff. Amar Achmana lecho. The pasuk says, "Eat." So it's straightforward over here. Says Gemara, "Shor b'mechuber minal." Now, how do you know a shor can take things even that are mechuber? We know they can have talush. How do you know that are mechuber? Kavuchom mi adam ma adam sheno alchab talush alchab mechuber. A man who doesn't eat when working with things that are talush. He's in mechuber, as she says, klamer delav ashkan krab behed. You're in front of explicit pasuk because we just said he does eat talush, but it's not explicit. Shor shalchab talush and din shalchab mechuber. So of course it does. Says Gemara, what do you mean you can't make the kavuchomer? Because mal adam shekana tametzuv lechayos, so you have to go and keep him alive. Told me for sure she had tametzuv lechayos. You're going to compare it to a shor that you're not chayv to. Hey, shor mitzuv lechayos mekavuchomer. Says, no, but really you should say mekavuchomer. You have to keep a shor alive also. Why? Because when it comes to a shore, there's no iser, no mitzvah dealing with them in terms of muzzling, but you have to keep him alive. You are mitzvah to make sure he's not chosmed, you're not muzzled. Of course, you have to keep him alive. Therefore, we compare the two together now. Now you can say that an animal could even have mechuber. It says Gemara, Amar Kra, v'chei achichei mach. It says your brother will live with you, which means your brother, achicha v'lo shor. That is, you're a human. You have to go out and you have to make sure he stays alive, but not an animal. Okay, then back to our question. Where do we know that a shor is allowed to have mechuber? Amar Kra, re'echa, re'echa, beis palm. It says re'echa twice. Right, because the says, when you come into the standing grain of your friend, you can pluck the ears with your hand, but you can't bring a sickle against the grain of your fellow. It says it two times. It was not talking about with the Adam, but Mechubar. It's not what it's talking about. Let's say it's talking about a Shor B'Mechubar. And that's where you learn it from. Ravina swoops in and says, Ravina, Amar Lo Adam V'Talos Lo Shor B'Mechubar Tzichika. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that a man is allowed to eat the tallest stuff. And you don't need a pasuk to tell me the Shor eats the Mechubar. Dichsev Lo Sachsam Shor B'Disho. Because the pasuk says you can't muzzle an ox while it's threshing. Beep, turn the page. Pay test. Michti. Kol Mile Isnu B'Chasima. Let's see. Everything, meaning all animals, are included in this Isser against going and muzzling them up. Rashi says, Klomer Al-Kachu Shor Lav Davka. V'Kol Shor B'Himos Isnu B'Toris Chasima. Right? Because we learn it now from Shor. It says, Gemara Delphin and Shor Mishabbos. We learn Xer Shabbat. Shor from Shabbat. Ooh. Bava Kama. We saw that back in Bava Kama. Rabbi Shabbos says, Lo sasa kom lecha ato v'shorcha v'chamercha v'chol b'em techa. And even though the Torah says shor, we know it's talking about any animal, like it says. And the word shor is just telling us, you know, for Gzer Shava, that the muzzling iser, the iser to muzzle them, is where the word ox is also mentioned. It's not only to ox, but also to animals that are involved of, you know, working with the field and produce. Shor shom Shabbos. So MK lichtav rachmana lo tadush lo sadush bechasima. Why does it say the word shor? Shor dekash rachmana lamali. Why do I need that? La kushay chosim lenechsam lenechsam lechosim. It comes to compare the muzzler to the muzzled and the muzzled to the muzzler. That is ma chosim ochav mechuber af nechsam ochav mechuber. Just like the muzzler, I mean the human being, eats when working with stuff that's mechuber. So to the muzzled does as well. Ma nechsam ochav betalish. Just like the animal can eat things that are talish, af chosim ochav betalish. So too the muzzler can eat with things that are talish as well. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.